Stay tuned for Grace Matters, brought to you by First Presbyterian Church at the corner of Ocean and Monroe Streets in Jacksonville.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Father, you are the Lord of heaven and earth, the Lord of earth, the Lord of Mars, the Lord of seas, the Lord of stars. Thou art God and God alone. And the scripture says that, O Lord, you are in heaven and you do whatever you please, for you are God. You are God, our maker, our creator, the Lord who spoke all things into being by the power of your word. O God, you are the creator of all things visible and invisible. You are the maker of millipedes and the maker of manatees. You are the maker of angels, the maker of atoms. Thou art the creator God of all things great and small. And God, you have done more than create us. You have redeemed us through the passion of your Son, Jesus, who suffered and died and was buried, who was resurrected from the grave. And this was all out of your great compassion and mercy for wayward sinners such as us. Thank you for creating us. Thank you for redeeming us through the cross of our Lord Jesus and his shed blood. Thank you, O God, for not leaving us as orphans, but for sending your Holy Spirit who lives inside of us now. Thank you for the Lord and giver of life, the Spirit of God. O Lord, in the precious name of Jesus, we bring to you our concerns this day. We pray for our nation and for our nation's leaders. We pray for the nations of the world that peace would prevail. We pray, O God, that you would be pleased to send your Spirit and revive us once again. Revive the nations of the world. Awaken and revive your church. We pray, O God, for those who are upon our hearts. Hear us, O Lord, as we name before thee now those whom you would bring to our attention. For these and others we pray, O God, and we thank you that you hear our prayers and that you answer prayers in accordance with the will of God. We lift up our hearts in prayers in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, to whom with you, Father, and the Holy Spirit be all the glory and praise and adoration now and evermore. In Christ we pray. Amen. I invite you to continue to look at the Word of God as it comes now from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, beginning with verse 35. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." The word of the Lord. As I begin my message today, I don't by any means want to embarrass a new brother in Christ, but I look out and you can't miss Joe because he's got this neon colored shirt right there. And I got to tell you, the way God works, the Lord knit me and Joe together. We were both born in Seattle, Washington, as it turns out, and we were both born in the same hospital. And God, in his sovereign plan, brought Joe to Jacksonville, Florida, not long after I got here. And Joe showed up at church the other day, and we just became good friends. And he prayed to receive Christ as his Lord and Savior, and he has begun the journey of grace. And isn't that just like God to do things in that manner? You just never know, Joe, whom God's going to bring across your path. And the truth is, it wasn't just Joe who got blessed. I got mightily blessed. And I look forward to our friendship. And Joe, you have a church family here. This is the real deal. Folks who love the Lord and love people. You make sure to make Joe feel at home today, would you? And be on the lookout for the other Joes that are in your path and mine. I want to open my message by talking about a movie. Some of you have already heard about it. It's called The Elephant Man. You remember the film that came out in the 1980s? It was a powerful film. It was starring a English actor, John Hurt, I believe, and he portrayed Joseph Merrick. Now, Joseph Merrick, if you remember the movie, was called The Elephant Man. Why did they call him The Elephant Man? Because his body was disfigured by many tumors. His head was enlarged. He was unsightly. People looked at Joseph Merrick and they made fun of him. His life, can I say, was a living hell on earth. He was humiliated by people because he looked different. He was called the Elephant Man. But one man, a caring doctor, took Joseph Merrick into his heart and into his home. And he cared for Joseph. And he had compassion on him. And as the film progresses, you really identify with Joseph Merrick. And you feel compassion for him. You want to jump up on the movie screen and somehow feel his pain and take it away. The movie is a beautiful picture of the compassion of Christ. Now, the doctor had compassion on the Elephant Man. As you watch the film, you feel pity for the Elephant Man. By the way, someone has defined compassion as pity. That seeks to embrace. Pity that seeks to embrace someone. You want to feel their pain and you want to take it away. You want to enter into their suffering and hurt. And despite Joseph Merrick's grotesque appearance, you want to embrace him. You want to hug him and tell him he is loved. Now, I thought of the Elephant Man as I prepared my message because it occurred to me that, like Joseph Merrick, all of us are elephant people. We are disfigured. We are unsightly and grotesque. And we are in need of divine compassion. Now, I look upon a church of a lot of beautiful people, and I don't see people who are ugly outwardly. But the truth is, many of us, in fact, all of us at one time, were grotesque and disfigured by sin. But the caring doctor, the physician of our souls, did something about it. Jesus had compassion on elephant people like you and me. Now, we've all been created in the image of God. But because of sin, the image inside of each one of us has been messed up. It's been marred. It's been disfigured. And the image of God is now grotesque and ugly. But the Lord did not leave us in our spiritual ugliness. The grace of God was poured out upon us through Jesus Christ. And we who were once elephant people are now the redeemed of the Lord. And we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. All because of His compassionate mercy and His grace. We live in a time when our culture places so much emphasis on outward appearances. We came to church today. My guess is most of us spent some time in front of the mirror. We wanted to make sure we looked right. And our socks matched. Don't look too closely at mine. They're mismatched today. How many of us know the Bible says that people look on the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart? God is more concerned about your heart. He's more concerned about my heart than my mismatched socks. And yet, despite all of our ugliness, God loves us. He has compassion on us. And the marvel of grace is that God loves people despite their spiritual deformity. He has demonstrated the amazing love that our young people sang about, the amazing love poured out at the cross of Christ. And Jesus is compassion and mercy made visible. You want to know what true compassion looks like? You look at Jesus, who is compassion in the flesh.
Now look again at Matthew 9:35. There Matthew tells us that Jesus went through all the towns and villages. Note, he went through all of them. He went through the rich towns. He went through the poor towns. He ministered to all kinds of people, to the famous and the not so famous. He ministered to fishermen, to tax collectors. In our day and age, he'd be out there in the IRS office. He ministered to prostitutes. He ministered to all kinds of people. And the people that we often overlook, Jesus did not overlook. He had compassion on all kinds of people, and he went through all kinds of towns and villages. And what did he do? Matthew tells us in our text three things. You know, Jesus had a threefold ministry when he walked the earth. He came teaching, he came preaching, and he came healing. Preaching, teaching, and healing. Now, what did he preach and teach about? Primarily, he had one message: the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, the rule, the reign of God Almighty. He talked about it, and he demonstrated it as he healed the sick. And it occurs to me, every time we pray the Lord's Prayer, that's a potentially dangerous prayer. Do you know why? Think about it. We pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." That's Jesus' language. Jesus came preaching and teaching about the kingdom. And we who are the followers of Jesus pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And then when God answers that prayer and says, "Okay, I will do my will in your life and in your church," we may find ourselves wanting to take that prayer back. We may get a little uncomfortable, and we may want to go back to the way we've always done things before. But if we are serious about God's kingdom and God's rule being done in our lives and in our church, it may well be that we need to go into all the villages. We need to minister to all kinds of people as we follow in the footsteps of Jesus. And so Jesus came teaching and preaching the good news about God's kingdom. And what else did he do? Matthew said that Jesus healed people. In fact, our text says that Jesus healed every disease and sickness, and he did that out of his compassion. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 41, we read that Jesus was once approached by a man who had leprosy, just like Matthew, who came down a little while ago. And when that leper would come into the realm of other people, they would back off, and he would shout, "Unclean, unclean," and they would stay away. But Jesus did not stay away. Mark writes in his gospel that Jesus was filled with compassion, and he reached out his hand, and he healed the man. I love the picture on our screen of Jesus in conversation with that leper. And one of the pictures that comes after that one that I saw shows Jesus reaching out and touching the man. And with wide-eyed wonder, the leper looks up at Jesus with a look of wonder and thanksgiving. Jesus was filled with compassion. And in our text, he saw a crowd of people. And Matthew writes that he had compassion on them because they were helpless and harassed like sheep without a shepherd. How many of us here know that the Lord is still healing, still showing compassion on elephant people, people like you and me? Hebrews 13:8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." If he had compassion long ago, guess what? He still has it today. He's still reaching out and touching lives, all kinds of lives, people who look like us and people who don't look like us, rich and poor, Gators and Seminoles, Republicans and Democrats, Americans and Chinese, you name it. Jesus has a heart for people. And the labels that often keep us away, the Lord looks past. He looks at the heart, and he has compassion and mercy and love. By the way, in the Old Testament, the word for compassion has the same root meaning is the word for womb, a mother's womb.
just as a mother cares for her child and nurtures her child and protects her child, Jesus nurtures and protects and cares. And in the New Testament, the word for compassion refers not so much to the womb, but get this, to the intestines, to the guts. We say today, my heart goes out to someone. Back then, my guts go out to them. Why? Because for the ancient peoples, the seat of the emotions was there in the bowels, in the intestines, in your guts. And they conceived of your emotions coming forth from your very insides. And so Jesus, his heart went out, his insides went out for people. He loved, he cared, he had compassion. My friend, he knows what you're going through. He knows your sickness. He knows your loneliness. He knows your discouragement and your depression. And he has compassion on you because he has not changed. He is the same Lord yesterday, today, and forever. And you need to hear that. I need to hear that repeatedly and powerfully. In verse 36 of our gospel reading, Matthew writes, when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless. Have you ever felt harassed in life? You ever felt helpless in life? Well, you can know that you have a good shepherd who loves his sheep even when they're harassed and helpless, especially when they are harassed and helpless. So many people think of God as an angry tyrant up there in heaven with a hammer in his hand, just waiting to strike people down when they disappoint him. And we need to be reminded that God is not only holy and just, but he is also loving and merciful. My friend, there is not 1 ounce of condemnation for you if you are in Christ. The Father's not waiting for his hammer, just waiting for you to smile or have a good time in life, or just waiting to lower the hammer on you. He is a compassionate Lord who loves elephant people like you and me. Now, James 5:11 says, the Lord is full of compassion. His heart is full. His insides are full of mercy and compassion. And I wonder if you can think of some ways in your life that the Lord has shown his compassion to you. I have only to think of the cross and what happened there 2,000 years ago when the Son of Man was crucified for me, for you, when his lifeblood poured out to forgive us of our sins. If that is not compassion, I don't know what is. He healed us of our soul's disease. He provides us with blessings every day. He woke you up. You are here, clothed and in your right mind. God has been compassionate and merciful and loving toward us. I want to share with you a story about a French writer, a Christian by the name of Henri Nouwen. Henri Nouwen lived or grew up as a boy during World War II. And when he was a little boy, his daddy gave him a goat to care for. Now, the goat's name was Walter. And Nouwen's family lived in a part of Holland that was surrounded by rivers, and it was isolated from the battlefields. But people were dying of hunger. And Henry loved his little goat. He spent hours collecting acorns and feeding his goat and taking him on long walks and playing with him, and after school coming home and feeding him again and just having a wonderful time nurturing that little goat. He carried the goat in his arms. He built a pen for Walter in his garage, and he gave him a little wooden wagon to pull. As soon as Henry woke up in the morning, the goat was the object of his attention. Well, Walter, the goat, and Henry became best friends, but one day, Henry came home from school, and the goat was missing. And for years, Walter assumed he had been stolen. But as a young man, his father told him about what had happened. The gardener had taken the goat and fed his family, Walter. The gardener had no money, had no food. And Henry Nouwen said, I realized that both Walter the goat and my father taught me something about compassion. The world is in need
of compassionate people. People who have been changed by God's loving mercy and who are now ready to reach out to others in the name of Christ. Mother Teresa said, and I love her words, "Do you want to do something beautiful for God? There's a person who needs you. This is your chance." The world is full of elephant people, and this is our chance to reach out in the name of Christ to all kinds of people. Just as the doctor in the movie The Elephant Man had a kind and compassionate heart, we too who have been touched and changed by the grace of our Lord and Savior, the compassionate Christ, have a duty, have a mission to reach out to all kinds of people, to go to all villages and neighborhoods and reach out with the love and compassion of the Lord. Now, I love our Old Testament reading. Edwin read from Isaiah. It says that God's people are engraven on the palms of his hands. He must have big hands to have us all engraved there. But we are to reach out with our hands. We who are engraven on the hands of God are to reach out with loving hands and loving hearts and touch lives. I'm almost through. I want to share with you some words from a song I've been thinking about all week long. It's an old Bill Gaither song. If I was a little more bold, I'd sing it. But I can't sing like Pastor Sonny, so I'm just going to speak the words. The words go like this. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole. Has the compassionate Christ touched you? Has your life been made whole by Jesus? If so, I invite you to join with him and let's go forth and share the wonderful news and love of the compassionate Lord. To that would you say, amen. Let us pray to the Lord. Compassionate Lord, you have revealed yourself in Jesus as the God who is full of love and mercy to sinners who do not deserve it. But in your kindness and mercy, you came to us, O Lord, and you loved us, you died for us, you rose from the dead for us, and you've changed our lives forevermore. And God, we who have been changed, may you compel us to go forth in the power of your Spirit and with the love of Jesus to change our world and our neighborhoods and our city and our churches. For Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. And it is good to have these beautiful girls and these handsome boys here today. I want to ask you a question. Who's ever been sick? Anybody ever been sick?
I'm sick right now.
You're sick right now? Oh, no. Are you real sick? Real sick?
I have a really bad sinus infection.
You have a real bad sinus infection. Well, that's all right. I'm glad you're in church today. God bless you. Anybody else ever been sick? Have you ever been sick before? You've never been sick? Never? Have you ever been sick before? Wow. Well, most of us have been sick before. You've been sick before. I've been sick a lot.
When I get sick, I get really sick.
When you get sick, you get really sick? I think that's true of many of us. Well, I want to tell you about a man long ago. He was sick, but he had kind of it was a different sickness. Have you ever heard of leprosy?
No.
No? You know what leprosy is? Well, leprosy is a skin disease. He had skin, and maybe some of it was falling off. How would you like your skin to start falling off your body? That'd be really sick, right, Kennedy? Well, he was so sick, and people didn't want to be anywhere near him. And whenever this sick man would walk, come down the street, he'd have to say, "Unclean, unclean," so that people could run away from him. Now, I've asked somebody here today to be that sick person. He's got leprosy. Would you come on down wherever you are, and you need to say, "Unclean"? We need to hear it.
Unclean. Unclean.
Uh-oh, stay away from him. He's really sick. You stay over there. He's sick. He's got leprosy, and we don't want it, do we? Do you want your skin to fall off? No. Do you want your skin to fall off? No. Well, guess what Jesus did long ago to that man who was sick and had skin that was it was in terrible condition. Do you know what Jesus did? I'm going to show you. You stay right here, and what do you think Jesus did? Kennedy, what do you think Jesus did? Watch what he did. Jesus got up, and he walked over to the man, and reach out your hand with the skin all fallen off, and Jesus touched him, and he healed him, and he made him whole. He made him well. Now look, your skin's not falling off. Let's see that big smile. You're full of happiness. Praise the Lord. Yay. And now you can go back and sit with your mama and your sister. And that's what Jesus did. You know what? We've all been sick. But Jesus knows when we're sick. And I hope next time you don't feel well, would you talk to Jesus? Because he loves you. He loves you very, very much, even when you're really sick. So that's how special Jesus is. He healed a man whose skin was falling off. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? Would you pray with me right now? Let's fold our hands and close our eyes, and let's talk to God together. Would you pray with me out loud, boys and girls? Dear Jesus, thank you that you love me and you can heal me because I am special and you are my Lord. You are my Savior. Thank you, Jesus.
You have been listening to Grace Matters, brought to you by First Presbyterian Church at the corner of Ocean and Monroe Streets in Jacksonville.